recreational marijuana, does it get to the ballot?
That's an interesting question. I hope not. So let's talk about the options there. So the those that were advancing that citizen initiative did present to the Board of Canvassers their petitions, and the Board of Canvassers confirmed that they had enough signatures. So now, by the Constitution, that initiative goes to the legislature. There's no about that. That's the next step. And the legislature has basically three options. A, allow it just to go onto the ballot without change.
Right.
B, offer an alternative competing initiative so they'll both be on the ballot. Or C, adopt it as law. The nuances and the difference between those A, B, and C are that in A and B, if the legislature took either one of those options, they're basically relinquishing the ability of citizens to regulate that law in the future. What do I mean by that? Well, if we let it go to the ballot and it passes, or if we offer an alternative on the ballot and the citizen initiative passes, from that point forward, it takes three-quarters vote of both chambers in the legislature to make any kind of changes, much like we experienced with medical marijuana. It took us 10 years to finally put some regulation in place to regulate that, I'll say, mess.